saying, the phrase that was repeated often a decade or so ago, still you hear it every now and then, what would Jesus do? It's a phrase that helps us remember in times of difficulty or maybe even in times of just ordinary life. We contemplate and think about, well, what would Jesus do? The reality is that Jesus often does a lot of things that we don't expect. In many ways, I have a similar phrase. What would Teresa do? Teresa Garrett, the business manager here at Ascension, taking a well-earned week away, is remarkable. She truly has given so much to help this parish, to use the resources of this parish well. And because she's not here for the next week, I won't be spending any money. Because it's not really me asking, what would Teresa do? It's me literally asking Teresa, what should I do? Because she's good at what she does. She is excellent when it comes to working with the numbers and saying, well, we can do this, but there's a more moderate way of doing this, and all the above. Teresa, though, would not be okay with this landowner. This is not the way that good management happens. In fact, no business leader with any much common sense at all would have run their vineyard in this way. This is not the way of the world. This is the way of Jesus. This is what Jesus would do. What Jesus is calling us to live is generosity. Not the kind of business acumen that allows for success in that world, but rather generosity that lends itself to success in the life to come. They are not always, but often enough, two different ways of thinking. If we look real quick at the word generosity itself, we see something pretty interesting. The beginning of the word, the prefix, gen, generate, generations, progeny, it's children. It is the children that we bring into this world. And to not limit it to physical children, as important and beautiful and amazing as that is, but also those whom are our spiritual children as well, those whom we have invited into our hearts to raise up the next generation. The next bit of generosity is eros, that flaming desire of love that I spoke of a couple weeks ago, that dangerous reality that can pull us one way or the other. Christ is trying to help us see that by being open to children, by being open to sharing our love, we take that eros that burns within us, that has the capacity of either bringing us down or sending us to the stars. It forms that energy, that love, that amazing power that lives within, that God-given desire of love, generosity, being able to form that love through the gift of raising children. It's hard to tell whether or not those first workers are jealous or envious. The landowner does say, why are you envious? But it does, there's still the question. Jealousy often is the desire for what one has. Envy is the desire, but also wanting to take it away, from the other person. They're similar, very, very similar. But if indeed these first workers are envious, then in many ways they are looking at those who came after them and wanting to take that away from them. It's not being generous, it's destructive. It brings people down. They'd rather say, you didn't work much at all, you should hardly get anything. Or the reverse of that, why is it that they got to be lazy all day and still get exactly what we get? God is calling us to a different view of things, a different way of seeing how we spend our lives. Because this, sisters and brothers, isn't a business. Good business practices, while it helps to justly use the resources that we have here at Ascension and in the church, this isn't a business. God didn't become man to form a business. He came to form a family, a church, a place of generosity. When we go out into the vineyard, when we have conversations with people, when we encounter people, when we share our hearts with people, then we form connections. Connections that you may have no real envisioning of. But in heaven, where we can and will spend eternity encountering one another with hearts fully open. I saw you on the street, and I smiled. And the other one will say, you have no idea what I was going through. You have no idea the pain that I was in, how generous that smile was, what that meant to me. That's just one instance of generosity. Either early or late into the vineyard, if we form these relationships, when we open our hearts in such a way, we are building this family so that for an eternity we can continue to encounter one another in the great and powerful love of Jesus Christ. Let us open our hearts today through this Eucharist to have that same generosity that Christ so particularly